It's easy to get caught up in result, right? A result, what you want. So when we decide we want to do something, we usually reverse engineer it, come up with a plan on how we're going to achieve it. But oftentimes that puts us in a position where we have an expectation of what we're doing is supposed to get this. Okay? And that's valid to a certain degree. But we have to understand that there are limited things we have power over. So, though we have power over everything that we can do, as everything that you can do to reach that particular goal, to make that thing happen, there are other things that you have no control over. And therefore, it's a good idea to train hard, think hard, educate yourself as much as you can, practice as much as you can. Do as much work as you possibly can do. Do everything in your power, all right, to make this happen. But at some point, you have to let it go. You have to let it go, allow it to take on a life of its own. Allow the seeds that you planted, the relationships that you cultivated, right? The things that you've done, allow those things to take shape. Allow those things to grow. And eventually, what you will find is, when you let go and you're not examining it, you're not picking at it, you're not looking at it every few minutes, you're not trying to figure out, okay, is this thing moving fast or is it going the way exactly that I want it to go? All right. You're building up this anxiety, you're getting nervous about it, you're getting even upset, frustrated, depressed about it. But when you let it go and understand that you've done all you can do, now it's time to move on. And then maybe at some point, you will see the benefits of all the work that you put in. In fact, I guarantee it. It may not look like what you think it's supposed to look like. It may not happen exactly when you think it's supposed to happen, but it will happen. All right? So the important thing, though, is to let it go. Allow the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, allow it to do its thing. Because keep in mind, this world is not just about you. So, though, your part, your energy, your focus, your emotions, your actions matter. There are other things going on at the same time, right? Simultaneously, everybody else has dreams. Everybody else has goals. Everybody else is putting in work, putting in action. So all of that is happening at the same exact time. So keep in mind that though your thing is moving, it has to synchronize with everything else that's going on in the world. All right. The universe is huge and there's a lot going on in this world. So, as you are building your dreams, other people are too. And those dreams tend to intertwine with one another. We are connected, right? We're all one. We've heard that before. It's true. But it's important to allow that to happen. The more we want to pick at it and wonder and look, oh, is this happening? You know, it's like baking a cake, right? The more you open up the oven to see if the cake is ready, the more you slow down the process, the more you interfere with it actually happening. So it's the same thing with your dreams. You put all the ingredients together, you put in all the work, you put it in the oven, you let it do what it's supposed to do, okay? And you let it go. You set the timer, you let it go. In this case, there's no timer. You just let it be, and eventually you'll hear that thing and it'll be ready. All right? So keep in mind, do all the work you have to do, do everything you have to do, everything you want to do, focus, train, you know, put in all the action possible. And then once you realize you've exhausted everything that you could do, then you let it go and just trust in your work.